Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Heads up! You're in the care house now. Ever think about this? You just like to have a little more nurturing and affection from your wife? Did you know that 40%, nearly 40% of men, according to a Reader's Digest article, say they would like, they desire more nurturing and more affection from their wives? If you're not getting enough, I would like to suggest on this segment, the 20-minute magic. If you want to be your wife's Superman, here's all you have to do. Set aside that I know this seems overly simple, but it really, really works. Now, there is a catch. I'll tell you the catch here in a second. Set aside 20 minutes a day, 3 or 4 times a week, and genuinely listen to her concerns. Best time to do this is usually right after work. You know, it varies with one couple to another. However, it usually, for most couples, winds up being right after work, a convenient time for you to go in and just sit down for 20 minutes and listen to her concerns. I know it sounds dumb, but it really works, and you're going to be her Superman. Now, the key to listening, here's the catch. Well, there's actually two catches. First of all, do not offer solutions unless specifically asked. Again, I want to repeat this. Do not offer quick fixes. The deal here is that your wife merely wants an ear. She does not want your drop of the hat fix. Got that? She just wants an ear, not your drop of the hat fix. Here's the second catch. When you listen, you got to genuinely listen to her concerns. It's got to be genuine. It can't just be something that you heard on the radio that says, I do this 20 minutes a day. I go just through the motions and wow, I'm her Superman. No, you actually got to really listen and you got to really be concerned. You know, it's the old saying, don't just sit on the stool talking about your love for your wife. I mean, really love her. She'll be singing the Superman song to you.
Whenever he turns on his charm,
that's the 20-minute magic.
I feel myself melting in his arms.
20 minutes a day, Bubba.
Whenever I'm in need.
But it's got to be genuine.
He satisfied me with incredible speed.
Don't offer those quick fixes.
He's my Superman.
That's you, homie.
There's nothing stronger than the love he's given to me.
She's singing your song, Bubba.
He's just my dynamite. He loves me out of sight.
Ow!
No stronger man could there be.
The 20-minute magic really works. I've seen it in my own marriage. And also, I've seen it with the guys in the small men's groups that I've been involved with over the years. When a guy gives his wife that little bit of extra attention just by listening, it makes all the difference in the world. So if you really want to start transforming your marriage, here's a simple little thing to start doing. And if talking about that nurturing and affection, nearly 40% of men say they want more affection. Hey, guys, this is where it all starts. Just by listening.
Kim would think if I ever started listening to her, she'd think that something was going on.
Well, maybe you ought to start with the smaller increments of time or something like that.
Maybe like increments of 20 milliseconds.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
You know, there's nothing quite like a deep, abiding intimacy between a husband and a wife. You may be going your separate ways and having your own agendas, but you know just between the two of you that there's something really special. I think one famous book put it, of one flesh. There's nothing quite like the security in the intimacy between a man and a woman. One way to get there is to give her a big old bear hug every day. That helps a lot. Your soulmate really believes you care genuinely. When you sincerely listened, the 20-minute magic, and you also non-sexually touch her. It's really quite that simple. And if something comes up you can do, such as taking out the trash or emptying the dishwasher without being asked to do it, hey, my friend, just do it. You'll see her in time warming up to you, if you know what I mean, in more ways than one. Oh, incidentally, returning now to the 20-minute magic, as you're all ears, don't be insulted if she seemingly implicates you as a cause of her frustrations. John Gray says that she may be 90% pleased with you, but spends 50% of her time whining about the other 10%. Wrong on her part, but that's reality. Live with it. My wife unintentionally insults me on occasion with an off-the-cuff remark. Took me years to grasp. She doesn't mean anything by her comments. If she by chance should linger in one of my sensitive areas, I just try to gently steer the conversation into another area. In this way, my nose doesn't get unnecessarily disjointed. Casually changing the conversation is not manipulation. It's a loving response. Bottom line here, be intentional in loving your wife. You know, over the years, I've talked to a lot of men who are no longer married to that woman they loved so. And they say if they had to do it over again, they would do some things very, very differently.
Well, there was this red dress she wanted one time so bad she could taste it. And I should have bought it, but I didn't. She wanted to paint our bedroom yellow and trim it in blues and greens. But I wouldn't let her. Wouldn't have hurt nothing. She loved to be held and kissed and touched, but I didn't do it, not nearly enough. And if I'd have known that dance was gonna be our last dance, I'd have asked that band to play on and on, on and on. Oh, I've done a lot of things. Oh, I've done a lot of things. I think we'd all do a lot of things different.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Bored with life and stressed, but worried about God stealing what fun you do have? Well, you've got it backwards. There's no adventure like understanding more clearly God's game plan for you. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.